بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا، يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Hasten with righteous deeds before you are overtaken or overwhelmed by trials and tribulations, such trials that will be like dark or chunks and pieces of a dark night, pieces of a very dark and gloomy night. A person will rise in the morning as a believer, but by the evening he will be a disbeliever. And another person in the evening he'll be a believer, but by the morning he will be a disbeliever. He will sell his deen for a few pennies of this dunya. Now this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorts us, he encourages us to rush and not to procrastinate. Rushing meaning we should hasten and we should not procrastinate, we should not delay in doing good deeds. If a person has the opportunity of doing some righteous deed, he has the opportunity of doing some good deed, then he should do it immediately or at the very first opportunity he gets. Otherwise, a time will come, this is before Qiyamah, where there will be so many trials and so many tribulations and tests and difficulties that it will be impossible to do these righteous deeds a person had once decided to do. He will not get the time, he will not get the chance. He will be overcome, overwhelmed by different types of sufferings, calamities, trials, tests, tribulations. The hadith explains this type of trials that will come one after the other. Person travels and in the evening there is some darkness that comes into, darkness begins in the evening. And then as the person proceeds, the darkness also pervades, it increases. So each time he overcomes one fitna, there is another chunk, another piece of darkness awaiting him. So one trial he will come, or he will overcome, or he will go through one trial, and then suddenly another trial awaits him. So in this way, this person will not be able to do those good deeds that he desired. Therefore, Rasulullah says, Badiru. The word Badiru in Arabic means to rush, to hasten. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a few verses of this type, where Allah ta'ala mentioned, Fastabiqul khairat. That we should hasten towards khairat means good deeds. Wasari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. And rush towards the mercy of your Rabb. Wajannatin, and that jannat, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, whose width is the distance between the skies and the earth. Can you imagine the length of Jannat then? وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, it has been prepared for the pious ones. The person in times of fitna, he will have iman in the morning, but he will sell his iman because of some dunya. So because he's getting some dunya, he'll be prepared to let his iman go. He'll release his iman. He will sell his iman just to get a few coins of this world. This will happen when fitnas will come one upon the other, layers upon layers, and they will cause darkness in his heart to such an extent that he'll become completely ghafil, completely negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart will become extremely hard, and this will become the reason of his being wretched and in this unfortunate condition. The person who will sell his deen for the sake of dunya, somebody will tell him, renounce Islam and you will get so much. So he will give away his Islam. Or he will regard halal, the usurping of his brother's rights and wealth. He will regard it to be halal. Or he will regard interest to be halal. Ulama have mentioned all this. يَسْتَحِلُّ riba. The person will regard riba, interest, usury, to be halal. And he will not be bothered about the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding an interest. And he will regard it to be halal. When these things happens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Nabiya Kareem refers to the person was believing, a believer in the morning, but by the evening was a kafir. Or in the evening he was a believer, but the morning he was a disbeliever. May Allah ta'ala protect us. So this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like in another hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that appreciate five things before five things overtake you. Shababaka qabla haramik. You are young, you're a youth, you've got the physical strength, you've got the capability, you've got the time, you've got the energy. So do those pious and righteous deeds now, before you become very old, and then you will be unable to perform those good deeds. And your sihataka qabla suqmik, that before you are overtaken by sickness, whilst you have the sihat, the good health, then do those good deeds. And you have money, you have the wealth now, before you become poor, وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. Before you become poor and you're unable to give charity, unable to go for hajj, unable to go for umrah, unable to help the widows. Now when you have the wealth, do all these good deeds. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. And you have the time. Before you become preoccupied and you have no time, then you will complain, I've got absolutely no time, I can't do this, I can't do that. Whilst you have the time, then appreciate the time and do those good deeds. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Asr Salat, and immediately after Salam, he stood up and he hurried to his house. Hadithi fatakhatta riqab al-nas. He went over the shoulders of the Sahaba because he was going back to his room. And he went to one of the quarters of his wives. People became very worried. Unusual of Rasulullah immediately after Salat, something must have happened that he hastened in this manner. After some time, he emerged. And he saw that the Sahaba were astonished. So he said that I remembered a gold or a silver coin that I had by me, which I needed to give for out in sadaqah. فَكَرِهْتُ أَن يَحْبِسَنِي. I disliked that this gold coin or silver coin must hold me back. Ulama explained, hold me back. Because of this gold coin or silver coin, the thoughts about disposing of it, it will preoccupy my mind. I will not be able to then concentrate in my salat and my devotion and dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let me dispose of this gold coin or silver coin. Then my heart and my mind is completely now attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the other meaning some ulama have given, that it must not happen on the day of qiyamah that this gold coin or silver coin that had to go to his rightful owner or the person who was the recipient of this sadaqah, and I did not give it to the person, that this holds me back on the day of qiyamah. Therefore I hasten and I quickly dispose of it. فَأَمَرْتُ بِقِسْمَتِهِ. Immediately I gave it. In one hadith, in one riwayat, it says, I did not want to spend the entire night having possession of this gold coin or silver coin. Like this, there's so many other hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once he was asked, أَيُّ صَدَقَةِ أَعْظَمُ. Which, أَيُّ صَدَقَةِ أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. Which sadaqah brings most reward? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتُ صَدِّقَ وَأَنْتَ صَحِيحٌ شَحِيحٌ. That you must give sadaqah whilst you have these two qualities. You have a healthy body and you are also desirous of that money. شَحِيحٌ in Arabic means miserly, meaning that you also want that money. So when you want that money, you have good health, and now you are giving out that money, then you will feel the pinch. Otherwise a person who does not have good health, he's half one leg in the qabr, and then he sees so much money is for that madrasa, that institution, that organization, and those people, that is a different matter now. Now he's leaving this world. Whilst you require that money, it does not mean that a person is a poor person, he's a beggar, he requires to pay his lights and his rent, and he's got other needs and necessities, and now he must give sadaqah. No, we're talking a person who has the money, and he has desire for that money. وَتَخْشَى الْفَقْرَ. And he also fears that I'm going to give out this money, then I will lose out. In other words, I won't be so rich. وَتَأْمُرُ الْغِنَى. And he has the aspiration of becoming rich also. So he wants money, he wants to acquire more wealth, he's got good health. Nabi Kareem said, this is the best reward or the greatest reward of sadaqah is when you're in this condition, you have good health, not when you're sick, and not when you're half dying, then you give sadaqah. وَلَا تُمْهِلْ. Don't delay. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. When your ruh comes to your throat, قُلْتَ لِفُلَانٍ كَذَا وَلِفُلَانٍ كَذَا. Now you see, so much money must go there, so much money must go there. وَقَدْ كَانَ لِفُلَانٍ. When this wealth is already almost now going to the ends. So whilst we have the health, whilst we have the wealth, that is the time we should give out the sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged, and in the Quran, various ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us to spend, or to do those righteous deeds at the very first opportunity we have. A person has not gone for hajj. Hajj, now he's got the money. So immediately when he has the means of making hajj, man arada al-hajj falyu'ajjil. Rasulullah says, whoever intends hajj, he's got the means, he's got the asbab of going for hajj. Now he should not delay, he should not procrastinate. He should make all those endeavors of performing his hajj. Do all those formalities that is required of us. Ulama explain, how does a person hasten towards good deeds? Read the fada'il. Read the virtues of different deeds. Read the virtues of different surahs. Read the virtues of dhikr. Read the virtues of giving sadaqah. Read the virtues of giving nafil fast, tahajjud, ishraq, awabin. When you read the virtues of these good deeds, then you will create in yourself the dhawq, the shawq, the desire to do those deeds. And when the desire is created, then do not delay. Immediately plunge into the righteous deed and do it. You had a desire of, you read about tahajjud, and you woke up at night. Now, shaitan will play games with you. Nafs will play games. Nafs will say, it's a bit cold. Read later on. Lie down for a little while. Maybe you can wake up just again before Fajr. No. That's the time when a person should make mubadara. He should hasten towards the good deed. And give da'wat towards that good deed. Invite others towards the good deed. The more you speak and invite others towards this particular amal, then Allah Ta'ala will give you tawfiq of also doing this amal. And make dua to Allah Subhanahu. Ya Allah, I want to do this good deeds. Ya Allah, you have mentioned fastabiqul khairat. You mentioned hasten towards a'mal salihah. Ya Allah, you give me the tawfiq, give me the hidayat, and be steadfast on it. The moment you start doing it, then you must have istiqamat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fruits of all this, of hastening towards good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become the beloved of this person. Allah will open and pave the way towards jannat for the person. The person will actually be responding to the call of Allah when Allah says, hasten towards the good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person more and more tawfiq of doing more a'mal. And this will be a dalil, a proof of his strong iman. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Again, we will see it's the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We have a lot of time. Let us do mubadara, hasten towards different good deeds, whether it is sadaqah, whether it is Quran tilawah, dhikrullah, tawbah, istighfar. This is the time when we should now prepare ourselves and encourage ourselves and one another to hasten towards good a'mal. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.